Blog Talk Radio.
This would be a good night to find baby, because the human race got one right. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. As the Big Bag Tournament continues, I'm your host, DJ Honeycomb, ready to kick off another match, courtesy of your loving mad scientist here, Soul Tree Radio, in the raw. We started the Big Bag Tournament with the groups last year. Now it's single performers. And tonight we got an interesting matchup. But of course, your mind might be where mine is at right now as well. And that is the fact that equal justice under the law got a fair shake this time. You know, I've always believed that karma might be late sometimes, but it never, ever misses an appointment. So this time, that appointment has been met. And I think because it's been met, everybody can breathe a little easier. And I want to understand, this is no hate on good cops. Cops like that motherfucker are shit stains to everybody who works a beat or is trying to catch the bad guys, get onto their family safe, do their job. You know, when people fuck up, yeah, okay, give the tickets out if you got to give them out. You know, treat folks like human beings. And we're all good for that. We ain't got no beef with that at all. So a motherfucker that needed to go to jail is going to jail. My heart bleeds Coca-Cola for this motherfucker. But believe that. Now that it's started, don't let it stop. There's another young man who needs to get his day in justice as well because the bitch that shot him tried to pull a Betty Shelby on his ass. And she needs to be put in jail as well. None of this oopsie, I killed your ass. No. I wasn't going to try to really editorialize to a great degree on this, but I just wanted to understand. We got no beef with good cops. None. Do your job. Get home to your loved ones. Hey, we cool. We'll give you a universal nod. Hope you're doing all right out there. We want that. Mutual respect is where it all starts and ends with. If there's mutual respect, we got a lot less BS to have to put up with. And the motherfuckers that want to abuse their power and still do that shit, that's when your pensions need to be tapped. If you know you're going to lose money because you're being an asshole, yes, that's where it's got to go. But having said that, we know now we can go on about our business at least for one day and catch our breath and get some peace. Now, we know there's more to come, many more to come, unfortunately. But at least for now, you started with one being done right. And I'll leave that alone. But for now, we're going to talk about music and do some healing here because we got two great performers with you, Glenn Jones and Michael Henderson. Glenn Jones was a member of the gospel group, The Modulations. He stepped off of that. Norman Connors, as he has been. And he must be an unsung brother because indirectly he has had more talent come his way and pass on simply because he wanted them to get the exposure. He was featured as Norman Connors was running the late 70s and early 80s like that on one of his pieces, and he did a song called Melancholy Fire. And that was on his album Take It to the Limit. It was released as a single, and it did all right. You know, actually, Jones and Michael Henderson can thank Norman Connors to some degree because they were both featured on projects of his. Of course, he carried on. He's been RCA for a little bit and then did an album for Jive with the track We've Only Just Begun, which was his biggest hit to date. And he charted all the way through between, I'd say, early 80s and the early 2000s. He was born September 27, 1982, in Jacksonville, Florida. Brother's been on labels and charting from, I'd say, early 83, 84 to 2000s, say 2006, I believe, was the last when he was putting the package up. And he also, again, had done gospel with The Modulations. Feel the Fire in 1980 was an LP that was fairly popular. And he did a couple of compilations, The Best of Glenn Jones and Greatest Hits in the 90s. He's going to go up against Michael Henderson, who y'all know started out playing bass. And obviously he knew what he was doing because Miles Davis said he was going to snatch his ass up. Playing bass, I believe, for Stevie Wonder. Was it Wonder Love? I have to make sure we get this right, y'all. So, give me a five. Take some time to make sure we are okay. And, of course, yes, Michael wasn't bad. He played bass, and he did some early fusion. And then, of course, he's playing with Stevie. That's what Mike, or rather, excuse me, that's what Miles said. No, I want his ass. He don't need you. And, of course, he's had a whole lot of flexibility in between. He did some wonderful vocals. He seems to flourish with female singers. So he's very, very comfortable with duets, as he's had people like Gene Korn, Phyllis Hyman, and others work with stuff he's done. Okay, from 76 as leader of his own band, from 76 to 86 he charted, and of course he was doing stuff with Miles Davis in the early 70s. So On the Corner is one of those albums you'll get to hear him do some really nice shit. And of course, he played with the Dramatics as well on What You See Is What You Get as a musician. Well, we see that Michael can blow because he came in here as a wild card and just upset the apple cart and stole one of the matches. So Michael, as a wild card, though, has to go first because he was a wild card to get in. Glenn Jones will go second, and there will be a wild card plucked from the deck. So you'll know how to do this if you've been listening. If you haven't for the first time, everybody's going one-on-one. You've got four regions where men are singing. You pick who you like. They move on. You can vote by going to Soul Tree and Raw on our Facebook page or email us at Soul Tree and Raw, all in phrase, at Outlook.com. Shout out to my brother Gary Norris. Great. Big G was doing it last night with Keith Sweat and Lenny Williams begging their ass off. For the Cold Caravan listeners, if you like, please vote on the Cold Caravan site on the Facebook page or send it to GaryGray at glcgray at gmail.com. So everybody, please kick back, relax. We got an extra reason to take a breath off. Another deep breath tonight. Let some peace reign within our souls as we strive to get balance through all the chaos that everybody has to go through every day. And you know what? This is for the good cops, too. We know y'all got a hard job. We know you cats have to put up with a lot of shit. Well, a lot of these people on the outside have a lot of shit to put up with, too. Appreciate you being aware of that. We appreciate that you're going to go out there and sling. Please. Nothing stinks worse than a fucked up cop. I'm glad cops in Minneapolis were recognizing that. Y'all go safe, stay safe, be safe. If you're listening to the show, kick back and have a cold one on me. But now it is time for the Big Bag Tournament, sponsored by Sultry Rave on the Raw, the Great Liver Cove, and our friends here at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
have to know.
Come. Come on. brushing my mind. Spent the evening with a very special person, someone who remembers how to be kind. We're going places, you and me. We're going places, way down.
Do Yeah, she's out of my life, but I can't get her out of my mind. So then I go out in the streets, and to all the strangers I meet, when they smile at me,
how it used to be.
But when the lights are down and you're not around, I want you back.
'Cause there's so much more that we can were the best thing, baby, to ever come into my life. When you were never had to worry, you kept me so satisfied. Every time I think about you, baby, girl, it just blows my mind. How could I let you get away? I must have been out of my mind. I've been searching for so long. Nobody like you, nowhere to be found. Makes me wonder what I do if I never had someone like you. You never know just what you got. Got someone special. Take my advice and hold on tight. Don't let her go if she means something to you. You might find yourself searching from the yellow brick road to the end of the rainbow. Nobody promised you a pot of gold. If you know like I know, you better take care of business, 'cause you might not ever find another.
Gospel sevenths, eighths, and ninths. As I'm listening to this nice cross section of gospel, jazz, and soul, Glenn Jones and Michael Henderson, nice matchup. Y'all know what to do. If you want Glenn, say Glenn. Put it on our Facebook page at Sultry Radio and Raw, or you can email us at Sultry and Raw, all one phrase, Sultry and Raw at Outlook.com. Or you can talk to my man DJ Gray. Call up at him at GLC Gray at Gmail. facebook.com or on the Greenland Book Cove fan page on Facebook. Now, I got G with me. Gary, I don't know how much you heard, but did you get a little taste?
Yeah, DJ Eddie, you were doing it tonight. I forgot to check in. I was there. I heard you.
Shit, that's all right. Listen.
I heard you. But I didn't check in the box.
Mm-hmm. Something strange happened, G, as I was doing this tonight. I was rushing back to get here in time to start mixing. And as you know, I've got all music shows, and I've got shows that are, you know, dialogue as well, as we do our editorial stuff.
Yeah, you got one, brother.
Yeah, and when I broke this all down, when I do a music show, I usually key my show title and the number. It turns out that the number show, and this is all music shows, was number 929.
Yep.
A straight correlation to the amount of time that was reportedly Mr. Floyd was murdered.
Oh, yes.
You see the irony of it all. You can't fake stuff like this. You know, I truly believe in karma. And karma may have to wait a little longer sometimes, but she always shows up. And say that shit came true today. So, having
my
said that, G.
My next show is 982.
No kidding. Let me ask you this. Do you feel better right now?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because
I don't
Michael, this is a cookie in a jar thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Be quiet and I move on.
That's right. Yeah. Someone gave us a cookie, a really bloody cookie. But, yeah, it's a fucking cookie. And we know there's more cookies that may come. It'll never fill that jar, and that jar will never be empty because, unfortunately, we may know Black Lives Matter, but too many others believe otherwise. And some of them wear uniforms.
I believe it. When they out all those Ku Klux Klan,
right,
and Proud Boys out of police force, then
mm-hmm.
we can talk. But until then, I know.
Yep.
Don't tell me about this.
I don't blame you being skeptical. I feel the same way. But I do say, for the cops that are righteous, you do your job. We got no beef with you. We want you to get on your level. We want you to do all the things that you need to do. Now, we ain't got no problem with that. Exactly. And this is the first trial I've ever seen where cops said, yeah, this motherfucker was dirty. He ain't say it maybe like that, but he did say, that's not how we roll, you know? And that's the important thing. Now, all these other motherfuckers that roll like that, they got to get pinched like that, too. And hopefully,
there won't be
too many lives forfeit for it. Mm-hmm.
I'm questioning the woman who shot the little kid last week.
Well, now you know her ass is in trouble because she's a trainer. So what's going to be your alibi for saying taser, knowing you've got a black Glock 17 in your fucking hand, and the taser has got a day glow color to it? So her lawyers are probably working right now, pulling out wet hair, because she did a Betty Shelby. For those that know, Shelby was the one who murdered that brother in Oklahoma and split. I mean, she really split quickly, and then she's in another police department now doing the same thing. But comes times, what comes around always goes around, and sometimes it's a little longer for others than it is for those who need that immediate justice. But, yeah, for once, people looked through the glass and they saw truly themselves on the other side. So we're feeling better about that. So I think maybe I feel a little better tonight.
Michael, I feel vindicated. That's it.
Well, you talk about vindicated. I feel that sister in Buffalo is feeling vindicated too because she tried to stop a cop from doing dirt and they fired her from her job. She got a job back with her pension. Because you take that wallet away, you tap that wallet, shit, bullshit will stop. And that's what we want to have. You know? You there, do your job. We ain't got no problem. Even if I speed or something like that, and I get a ticket, fine. Give me the ticket. We good. I made a mistake, but that's it. Nobody should have to fear for their fucking life. Having said that, G, if I get back to the tournament, all I can fear is that there's going to be more begging. We know the begging is going to be in effect because right now, coming to the stage is going to be a wild card. He just showed up and said, I got this microphone. Yes, exactly. Now, before I put him on, just a reminder, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we got the Hump Day special. So you ready to get down? Of course, Thursday, we'll be back on with another music matchup, as well as Friday, as Big G will be on the air as well. So, yep. G, you got any ideas or setup? Give us a little feedback on 411 on what's coming up.
Wow, we got Mr. Manny against Mr. Hart, and we got Barry Womack against Mr. Mayfield.
Ooh, Barry Womack and Curtis Mayfield. Damn, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking some good shit there. All right, so.
What is that?
That's Friday night?
All you people.
Yes, sir.
Happy Duvorty Day.
Oh, yes.
Four Duvorty Day today.
Puff, puff, pass. There you go. Four Duvorty
Day today.
Yes, it is.
And down the road, drink smoke that weed.
That's right. Herb Day. Yes. So we're going to give you a little blaze salute and stuff like that to our next artist. You know, now the wild card's coming in. He got to kick everybody's ass. He can't just be one. So don't forget to vote. Again, we got Michael Henderson and Glenn Jones. Vote for Michael or Glenn on the Facebook pages of our shows, or you can vote on the emails, glcgray@gmail.com for the Cold Caravan, Soul Tree and the Raw. All one phrase at outlook.com. Now, any last words, G?
No, just stay safe. Don't do anything stupid the next couple months because people go out for revenge.
You got that
just
right.
Stay cool, stay in school, and know the rule.
Yes, indeedy. Stay frosty, y'all. Now, our wild card guest is stepping up to the microphone. Will you enter and sign in, please?
Happiness, togetherness, lovingness, foreverness. It's love, I guess, that's why I'm blessed. Peacefulness. Happiness, togetherness, lovingness, foreverness. It's love, I guess, that's why I'm blessed. Peacefulness.
Folks tend to say, when I'm not with you, I'm sad. They are aware of all the rough times and all the tough times that you and I share while we stay together. Sharing with me.
Together always.
somebody strong, somebody you could admire. And who do you think I am? When I take your hand, are you counting on me to fill your dreams?
Find a good dream. is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say, a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own.
Forever. Cause you're the
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Wilder Jr., co-lead of the band Heat Wave. He was born July 3rd, 1949, and sadly he parted this way on May 13th of 2006. Obviously, he was known for Boogie Nights and Mind Blowing Decisions and The Groove Line. Always and Forever was definitely, in that era, a wedding song. And because it was, it put Heat Wave on a whole different level. They were a great live act, but they were definitely star-crossed. Seems like almost every member of the band had endured some sort of misfortune. And they were a multicultural band in addition to being from different parts of the world. Wilder served in Vietnam. And, of course, that connect they made was amazing. But, unfortunately, Johnny Wilder dealt with a bit of a tragedy on February 24th, 1979. A van broadsided his car and it paralyzed him from the neck down, and he was hospitalized for a year. Amazingly, when you heard that song, All I Am, it was done after Wilder's accident and rehab. He could not travel with the band anymore. J.D. Nicholas replaced him in the touring band. But he was killing to still have his falsetto and have the strength to carry it through on that beautiful song, which was from an album called Candles. It was an amazing feat. He died in his sleep on May 13th of 2006 at his home in Dayton, Ohio, arguably the epicenter of funk. And this was from complications of his paralysis. So now you have somebody else to deal with. But out of all of those members, Johnny Wilder Jr., Eric Johns, Rod Temperton. Temperton wrote many of the songs on the Thriller album, Mario Montes, Ernst Berger, Keith Wilder, his brother. It's a whole lot of cats who put a whole lot of good music together. Thank you for your gifts, Johnny. And he is now in the mix. So now you have three to choose from in this matchup. You started out Michael Henderson, followed up with Glenn Jones, and Johnny Wilder Jr. is looking to steal the spot. So, Soul Patrollers, Cold Caravan fans, listeners, y'all know what to do. Voice your choice. You can choose Johnny or Glenn or Michael. Put them on our Soul Tree page. Put them on our email address at soultreeontheraw@outlook.com. We can holler up with my brother Gary at the Gray Liberty Cove fan page, GLC great at gmail.com if you intend to email it. We are tabbing up. I have everything set by the end of the week, and we'll have a whole new set of matchups to have to consider tomorrow night. Time for us to go editorial with the Hump Day Special at 9 o'clock. Yeah, it should be interesting. Oh, not that it wasn't or wasn't always before, but there'll be some extra stuff in the pot for sure. Of course, Thursday, my brother G is back again with this. Actually, I'm back again with this on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Gary will come back Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Now, we're going to go jukebox, give you three for a quarter as we're ready to walk out here. You know, there's not more you can say about some of the things that have happened today. I think my brother Gary hit it right on the head. It was a cookie. And hopefully, you won't have to go through all of this shit to the level that we do. Because as they talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a lot of black folks would be satisfied if it was life, liberty, and the right to be left the fuck alone. But I think y'all understand. 3/4 quarter, y'all. We'll be out of here. We'll see you tonight. Well, not tonight. Tomorrow night. 9 p.m. Eastern with the Hump Day Special from my brother G. For all of us at the tree, all of us at the Grey Leopard Cove. Go safe. Stay safe. Be safe. And don't play like COVID's not here. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Wear a mask, please. Mask in a casket. Watch your back. Tell them about Skip.
Street and it cried. way I comb my hair. But what more can I do? I've done every damn thing just to please you.
Once again, don't forget to vote, y'all. Check out our fan pages on Facebook. You can email us at soultrainraw@outlook.com. As soon as the gremlins leave, we will continue.
Times her eyes fought back the tears, and when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all her fears, and a sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ear. Let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she's a child. She's a free and gentle flower growing wild. And if by chance I should hold her, let me hold her for a time. But if allowed just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. For she'll awaken, and sleep's the only freedom that she knows. And when you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always paying for a debt she never owed.
Let's go.